Hi, Sophie. My name is Molly, and I make audio porn. Your master came to me, and he had a request, one that really, really titillated me. He told me about how you two fantasize about your submission. But, you don't really know if it's for you. Well, I've been a submissive for a very long time, and I have a bit of a history, and I'd love to educate you. So, all you have to do is say red light if there's something you don't like, and you can just push stop. And everything goes away. No harm, no foul. But since you're still listening, I assume this is what you want. So be a good girl and go across the room. I want you to go across the room from the master. You're a good doctor. Does she satisfy you, doctor, the way she looks right now? I think she should get undressed. I think you should get completely naked, girl. Go on. Everything needs to go. While you're undressing, I'd like to talk about rule number two of being a submissive. Honesty. I know it might be tempting to push yourself past your limits, but if there's anything that you feel really uncomfortable with, remember, you're in power. You are in control. And that with that power means you are the true dom of the situation. You have all the power, honey. Wield it like a queen. Don't push yourself. That's number two. Number three. Number three is disregard one and two as if it were a suspension of disbelief that they don't exist. Pretend that you don't have that power and control for as long as it pleases you. If it no longer pleases you, please stop. By all means, please do, because I and certainly not your master want to keep you in any sense of discomfort. So, yield your power. You are truly a queen in a collar. And don't forget that. Now, I trust that you're completely undressed. Now, be a good submissive, and I want you to spread your pussy open. I know that's terribly dirty. It's a nasty thing to say. But this is about submission, about giving you a sense of humility, about showing you who's boss. And right now, my dear Sophie, I am the boss. Look at your master. Look into his eyes as you hold your pussy open. Ask him if your cunt pleases him. Very good, Sophie. Very good. That's a good girl. Now I want you to touch yourself everywhere but your clit. Touch the lips, touch inside. Finger yourself as much as you want. Get your pussy wet. Get it nice and slick. Moan. Moan for your master. What do you think, doctor? Is she satisfying you? That's a good girl. Touch your pussy. You want to touch your clit, honey? You're not allowed. Not until you beg. Say, "Master, may I please touch my clit?" That's a good girl. That is a good girl. You may touch your clit. Yeah, give your master a show, honey. Look at him. Look at how he looks at you. Like you're the only woman on earth. Your submission turns him on so much. He loves you. He wants nothing but the best for you. Worship him. Obey him. Obey your master. Keep touching. That is a good girl. You're so good. Now, I want you to stop. I want you to get on your hands and knees. Sophie, keep looking at Master. Yes. Crawl to your daddy. That's a good girl. Get between his knees. Get to his feet where you belong. That's a good girl. Look up at him. Look up at your sir in awe. Let him see the passion, the love, the devotion in your eyes without you having to say a word. I bet he is rock hard for you right now. Sir. Show her how good she is by putting your cock in her mouth. I think she deserves it. What do you think? Do you want to taste it? Do you want to taste your master's cock? I want you to relax. Let the master take your head. And let him fuck you. Let him fuck your mouth like it's your pussy. He can choose whether he wants to start slow and soft and merciful, or whether he wants to gag you. I can't control that. He's the doctor. I've got no say. The way he fucks your mouth, it's so hot. You can just fucking imagine the way the drool's just pouring down your chin. I want you to go as deep as you can on him. Keep going really deep. If you can't deep throat, get as deep as you can anyway, because I want you to get all that slobber that comes from gagging, like all that throat spit that you get from like deep throating. I want you to like get all that, like get it nice and fucking wet and sloppy, and I just want you to have just drool running down your fucking chin. I want it to be fucking sloppy. If you're not making just porn sloppy blowjob sounds right now, honey, you're not doing it right. I want you to really suck it. Give it to him. Oh, I want you to suck his cock like you think millions of people are watching. Touching myself right now, thinking of this. Thinking of what you're doing to his dick right now. Do you taste his pre-cum yet? I wish I were there right now helping you. I'd grab the back of your head, and I'd force it down deeper. And I'd make you fucking gag. Oh, that's a good girl. That's a good, good girl. Now I want you to look up at him. And I want you to ask the doctor, "Daddy, would you please fuck me?" That's a good girl. What do you think, sir? Does she deserve it? She deserve a cock? Does she deserve a cock on her pussy? Because I think she does. I personally think she deserves a good hard fuck. She's been a good girl. Well, the master and I seem to agree. You may get on your hands and knees, girl. Go on. Quickly. You don't have all day. Very good. Sir, you're up. Now, he's to fuck you as hard and as fast as he wants. You don't get a say. All you get to do is moan and whimper while he abuses you with that big fat fucking dick. Your job as a submissive is to make him feel good, is to build him up, to make him come. And in return, he'll rain down all the favors that come with being a prized slave. I think the sir has this under control. If he needs me, he knows where to find me. If you have any questions, sweetheart, sweet little Sophie, just let the master know, and I will teach you everything I can. After all, I'm here to educate as well as make you come. Have fun.